presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Anyway, today, you know, since we've had so much reaction and focus on the deaths of George Floyd and Rayshard Brooks, and what we need to do to help law enforcement thread the needle on such a difficult situation, you know, so I want to talk to you, Eric. How can we help transform law enforcement, local, state, and federal, in a positive way? You know, I mean, you have to enforce the law, but for example, Rayshard Brooks. I don't understand why the officer just didn't say, "Hey, dude, you're drunk. Let me pull your car and put it in the parking lot. Go call an Uber." You know, why does it always have to be, you know, so authoritative and power and all that kind of stuff. So, and I understand because Eric was the victim of police brutality. So it's a sore point with me as well. But there's something we can learn that will help us lead life in love rather than fear in all this. And I'm talking about citizens and police, law enforcement officers. So Eric, take it away. Yeah, what happened to the word peace officer, by the way? Yeah.
Yeah. So Eric, you know, has been around me today kind of talking about some stuff. And really what he was saying is right now, you know, for the most part, police officers are just trained to de-escalate a situation as quickly as possible. But they're not really trained to recognize what's going on deeper in a situation. So if there's a mental health issue, or, you know, like with the gentleman who was drunk, it's like just de-escalate the situation as quickly as possible, and no other real training on how to de-escalate it in a less violent way.
Yeah.
And, you know, there used to be, you know, other people who would respond with officers who were trained in that type of thing to de-escalate without violence, and it's not really that way anymore, he said. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you know, most police officers have their set of, like, basically tools in their bag that they can use, and it's just not the most effective way. It needs to be revamped. There needs to be less volatile ways to de-escalate. But what he's saying is that's not how police are trained. Police are trained to de-escalate and get the harm out of the way immediately.
Yeah.
And that's just not.
All right, so what do you suppose? Give me your 10-point plan to transform law enforcement so that it's better for both sides or all sides.
Well, so right now, what Eric is saying is, and he says you can see this with a lot of stuff just in the world right now, is that people are coming at situations from opposite ends, and nobody wants to meet in the middle. And until people meet in the middle of situations, nothing gets done. So, you know, one side's yelling and screaming their stuff, the other side's yelling and screaming their stuff. He says right now things have to calm down before a real plan can.
Where'd you go?
Can you hear me? I'm right here. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, so I don't know if everybody can hear me, but I don't know where Elisa went, so we'll just kind of wait and hope she comes back, Elisa. All right, well, if you can hear me and I can't hear you, I'm going to hang up and call back in. Hello? Hello? I still can't hear you, Elisa. Awkward, huh? I don't know if anybody can hear me. I am messaging with Elisa. her call got dropped and she called back in. She's trying to get back on. I might just be talking to nobody here. She texted me, getting on, keep talking. So I don't know what to say. I'm just going to wait and hope she gets back on.
Okay. Can you hear me, everybody?
All right.
Oh, I can hear you. Block talk again. Jesus. I'm just really getting tired of them. It's just awful. All right. So, are we finished with the topic? Or Eric,
well,
you got anything else to say?
Me, Jennifer, got a little bit distracted. I was just babbling a little bit, so I wasn't really talking about the topic because I didn't know if anybody could hear me. So I hung up and then came back on. You there?
Oh, my God. Now it's trying to connect me through Direct Connect on the computer. Oh, God. Anyway, oh, my God. Okay, so anyway, you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good.
Can you hear me?
All right, well, yeah, so does Eric have anything else to say on the subject?
Okay, so yes, he does. Number one, this is going to be a process. This is going to take time. Police are going to need different training, more specialized training. It's going to have to be where, he said this is going to be really tough, where if police officers see other police officers kind of doing stuff that they're not supposed to be or are questionable, it's going to need to be brought up and discussed, kind of no more of this hiding and protecting your, fellow police officers. And that's scary, and it's going to take some time to get that change. It's not impossible, but it is going to definitely take time. They need new tactics. They need training in, mental health, type
yeah.
stuff, and de-escalating situations without violence. But, that's,
and nonviolent,
Eric says that's hard because they're and nonviolent
yeah.
what?
Nonviolent communication, that technique is good.
Yes, because, he says, for some people when they're getting arrested, you got somebody screaming and yelling at you, you can get disoriented and then you go into fight or flight and you're really not a risk except for you become terrified. You don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
So even that kind of stuff, he said, is going to need to be changed and tweaked. But he said you can't go so far that, police officers aren't de-escalating a situation quick enough that is dangerous and somebody
yeah.
gets hurt.
What a thankless job. Seriously, they don't get paid that much either. I feel sorry for them.
No.
And then, a few rotten apples spoil the whole barrel. Because let me tell you, there are some really good law enforcement officers out there.
Yeah.
I mean, there are.
Absolutely.
Stories of, a kid calling 911 because he wanted a Happy Meal, a little bitty kid.
Yeah.
And so they bought him one.
Yeah.
Little things like
yeah.
that. And they, I think, need to follow themselves in the community more.
Yes.
And go ahead.
I'm sorry. Eric kept mentioning to me that one of the concerns with the areas that are talking about defunding the police and having less police is he connected it to me for when Ronald Reagan defunded the mental health organizations and now what an issue we have with the mental health. In this country, especially in particular. And so he says, if the police were defunded in areas, it may take some time, but eventually it's really, unintended consequences.
It would be a disaster. I don't
yeah.
have all the other,
yeah.
The good officers because of the actions of the bad ones, the quote unquote bad ones. I mean, really, it's just, But also, I think that the officers serving a particular community ought to at least halfway match racially, like black officers for black communities, Hispanic officers, whatever. I mean, as best they can, basically. So maybe that would help ease the tension, so to speak.
It's a process, and it will, he says, it will get there. This needed to happen. Eric says,
Yes.
this discontent, this uproar and stuff. It needed to happen, or it was never going to change. It's just that now that all the anger from both sides have to come together and create real solutions. It just becomes like rioting in the past, where the rioting and it brought attention to it, and then really no reforms were made after. It's like, okay, everybody quiet back down, go back to your corners, and we go about, and we just can't do that again this time.
Nope, we sure can't. And I don't understand why officers, have had complaints, gotten into trouble and in trouble, and they don't get their, fired.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And why?
Yes, is the stuff that needs to stop. But, they need to have more, maybe more internal, people who are not police officers, maybe reviewing stuff, or other police officers, what do you call those ones that police the police? What is that called? The ones who police the police?
Something other. I can't remember. Maybe I never knew. I don't know.
I can't
the
either.
Internal
so,
something
you know,
other.
Maybe more of that kind of stuff where it's like, yes, if you keep getting complaints, then you should not be out in the field working. And the higher ups who those people work under need to also be held, to some sort of standard of like, hey, if your department keeps getting these complaints, then there's a problem here.
Right. And that their record should go with them when they try to apply to other police departments or like bouncers or whatever. Any other suggestions there? But we'll get through this, right?
Yes. We will. He says you will, this is definitely not going to be easy. And we've not seen the worst of it yet. He says it's going to be a little bit more volatile before we get to the other side of it. Unfortunately. And, he also says that, the media skew things. How much you're, what?
They're fanning the flames. Is that what you mean?
Yes. The media fans the flames, in both directions. What Eric says is people need to get into their own communities and see what their own communities need instead of, spending time watching the news and being on social media. If you really want to make change, you have to get in there and ask, what can I do to help? Start up a committee, start up something, to actually be involved. But he says most people really aren't involved in their community. They're involved like more on a national level of being outraged, but they're not actually doing anything productive to create
change. We're so cocooned. Yeah, we're very cocooned.
Yes.
Especially with social media and cell phones and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what should they do about the whole situation with CHOP? I mean, somebody got killed there. The officers were not, and paramedics were not allowed in. I mean, it's a problem. How can we resolve that?
Where was this?
Oh, it's the autonomous zone. These people.
Yes. Okay. In Washington. Is that in Washington?
Yeah. Right. If they try to send in the National Guard, it's just going to inflame things. But I don't know. I can't imagine. They won't let the police in. And they're destroying so many shops.
So Eric says eventually they will send the military in if they don't reach agreements. But they've got to be willing to come to the table and talk. But Eric says eventually they'll send the military in if they can't get it to stop.
Yeah.
Eric says there is a plan to end it. It's kind of like they're hoping that come to their senses and kind of stop doing what they're doing, but otherwise, they will go in by force.
That's a shame. I mean, they're acting like a bunch of 8-year-olds. Where it's so childish.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay, well, anything else? Or can we take callers?
We can take callers, yeah.
Okie dokie.
If you're
Let's
ready.
Let's see here. I'm ready if you are. Okay, first one is someone from the 210 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, Lisa. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. I recognize the number. Sure.
Thank you for taking it. I really appreciate it.
And my condolences for the passing, recent passing of your father.
Yes.
From COVID on Father's Day, of all things.
Oh.
Right, Sunday morning. He's just turned 91. And he was feeling fine, and then it just, I guess he went into sleep, or I don't know what happened, but, I mean, I guess just old age, but I just wanted to say my goodbyes to him. I didn't get the chance to say that, to talk to him, but that's okay.
What's his first name?
Eldo.
What's his name?
Eldo.
Say it again.
No,
Eldo.
I'm sorry?
Eldo.
Eldo,
E-L-D-O?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Eldo.
Yes. And so Eric actually brought him in for me. He's cute. He just is just kind of cute. He's got a cute smile. And he says, "I'm great. I'm great." And so he said, "You did say goodbye, and he heard you. I know you didn't get to physically be right there, but he heard you say goodbye, and he says he loves you, and he really was okay. He was okay with going, is how he puts it. Do you know was he in and out of sleep or coma or?
Yeah, he was fine. No fever. He actually ate something like a day before. They got him some food from a restaurant, and he was fine. But he had actually, I think, a minor heart attack. I'm not sure previously because they found some stuff in the blood work. But I just wanted to say something to him if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's in Italian, but.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Sei stato un grande padre per me. Sorry.
Is it a statement or a question?
No, it's just I'm talking to him.
It's just, oh, yeah, he's, yeah, it's just a, yeah.
I'm just going to say, I'm grazie per tutto quello che hai fatto per me. That's it.
I have goosebumps. I don't know what you're saying, but I have just goosebumps shooting through me. So,
what that mean?
I feel a lot of love.
Just want to say one more thing. Non dimenticare mai, which means I will never forget you.
Oh, that's awesome.
He says, he tells me to tell you he's very proud of you.
That's what you needed to know, Mike. That's what you needed to know, and you got that.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Still, I love him, and I'm going to miss him.
He loves you too.
Thank you.
Bye. That's
Bye.
Awesome. Mike really needed to hear
just
that.
This,
wow.
Like just this past Sunday he crossed?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Is that what you said, Father's Day?
Yeah. Amazing. All right, so let's see. Who do we have here? We have somebody from the 609 area code. Unmute you. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I had my headphones in, and I just wanted to make sure that you could hear me.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We gotcha. So that's
well,
Julie,
really,
right?
Yes. It's a really strange topic. Something strange has happened to my nephew. His name is Gavin. It happened a little over a week ago. He woke up, and he had this very strange red dots all over his arms, but they were all in a pattern, a grid-type pattern.
Yeah,
it almost looked like...
I sent it to Jennifer, too. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Red grid
it
mark.
It is a phenomenon, and it's happening more often, and there are no answers that sound of this world, actually. Everything,
wow.
You know, they're leaning towards alien abduction, maybe some kind of testing on these people, but he's just a young teen and he is scared. And
yep.
we just thought maybe we didn't know where else to turn for an answer. We thought
show on stigmata because, you know, this one lady called in the conference call and she had a little triangle on her molar and she didn't understand. And apparently there are some people who get those all of a sudden, a little perfect triangle, and that is something to do with aliens. But anyway,
wow.
So what is it, Eric?
Yeah, so Eric is saying it is extraterrestrial, but that he has not been abducted, okay? So if he's concerned that he's been, had an alien abduction, Eric says he's not, like, been taken from his bed or anything,
okay.
but that this is extraterrestrial technology. I really am feeling from what Eric is saying is that this isn't anything to be afraid of.
Did they have to be in room? Did they have to be in the room to make these marks, or did they do it remotely?
What Eric is showing me, it's like an astral traveling thing, but it's making marks on the physical body. So what Eric is saying that he can do is, number one, ask for it to not happen, okay? Whatever, this is freaking me out, I don't like it, please stop doing it. Whatever's going on, please do not leave these marks on my skin. There's some certain stones and crystals that he could probably put around his room, so maybe he doesn't astral travel as much. Teenagers tend to astral travel quite a bit. Teenagers are real prone to sleep paralysis.
My sister and I talked on the phone earlier, and I wanted to know if there was any other thing she could add, because she doesn't do Facebook and she knows nothing about channeling Eric. But I wanted to see if I could get any more information from her. The past year, mm-hmm. he has had a lot of issues with sleep. He sometimes is afraid to go to sleep.
Wow.
And he's been quite anxious
going?
About it.
Yeah, where is he going, Eric?
When he's astral traveling? Into the spirit, into the spirit realm.
Where does he go?
To the spirit side.
Well, where does he go so that he gets these grid marks? And the last question what's the motivation of the extraterrestrial for doing that? Anyway, those two things.
Yeah, some sort of study type of thing. He's a starseed, so he's from, he goes more often to another planet than he comes here. This is something that he contracted to do, this work, for study. But, of course, now he's got the human amnesia while he's here. And I really am feeling strongly from Eric that if he asks that this stop, he can get it to stop. The sleep fear is related to this. There's some stuff going on with that. So black tourmaline in the room. Tiger's eye, any of the earth-colored stones or any of the black stones are going to be grounding and protecting.
I think you and his mom need a session with Jennifer because, there's so many questions that need to be asked.
I don't feel danger, okay?
Good.
Well, that's very good enough.
First and foremost, I don't feel danger. It's just kind of freaky and annoying,
He has no idea that I know. And his mother, has stopped talking with him about it because he says, please stop. I just don't want to talk about it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. And get in touch with, have her get in touch with Jennifer or you. And if you have any more questions about it. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, we could spend the whole hour talking about this. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see here. We've got somebody from the 586 area code. Hi there, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Sweet bird.
How are you? Oh, Lambert. He always calls me Sweetbird. What you got for a man, for a main man?
What do I say for a man?
Hey, no, what do you have? Yeah, what do you want to ask Eric?
A few things, but quick ones. First, I just want to tell the Radio Nation that you are a saint and one of the most special, special people that rise above that I could think of in this world. You should be sainted now by the Catholic Church, but that's another story. And I'd like to tell Eric that I don't have that much time, so when I get up there, I'd love to teach him every lick I know.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully he's open to that. Now,
absolutely.
Are we related?
Yeah, I mean, is there
in any way in the past, were we related?
Yes.
Yes.
We
yes,
were.
There is a soul. Yes. Yes, and he's,
okay.
I'm telling you, he says his face is going to be one of the first ones you see when you get there.
How did we, how far back did we relate?
I mean, can you name one, talk about one real quickly, because I have a bunch of callers.
Okay, yeah, forget that.
Me,
go ahead. Rather ask something else? Lambert, you want to ask something different? You want to ask something different?
Oh, no, well, yeah, we're not going to get into that. So I just wanted to... Is there anything he would like to see in the book?
That he's writing, yeah.
Is there anything he would like to see in the book?
That Lambert's writing?
Right. It's
going
to go to channeling Eric.
Is Eric in this book? Because he's showing me a picture of him in the book.
Okay, then that's what I needed to know. There will be a picture of him. I needed to know through Mom which one. The book. Very important to me because that's the one thing that keeps me alive, and I was working on it last night. Eric, you do that and anything else, okay? And I would love to do that. Guide me. Guide me. You're I call you my little son. But and we are related. And
cool.
The last
I
knew you did. I know you did. The last thing I'd like to see in the future is if you could discuss the shift and how it's going to affect us for 3 to 10 years navigationally and aviation-wise. That's something that Mom didn't know about, and it's something that you may want to touch on. And that's all I'm bringing up there, just to think about the last thing. I'm always saying the last thing because I'm an idiot. Eric, I love you deeply with all of my heart. You know, because I talk to you all the time, but I love you. Now I know we're related. I love your mother so deeply. I would protect her with my life, and you know that. Last thing I have to say is something to my parents in Italian, and it's very short.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, he's Italian. Go ahead. They hear you.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Mamma e papa, ti amo con tutto mio cuore. That means Mother and Father, I love you with all of my heart.
That's
awesome. You too,
and
Eric says
I
love you too.
And oh God, Eric, you know I'm pestering you, talking to you every day. I love you, Eric. I'm gonna see you sometime soon. We know that. I love you so much, and I love
you.
I'm shutting up. Thank you. Bless you. And everybody should be thanking you. Everybody. And your mediums. Everybody. God bless you all.
Take care.
I'll be texting in.
Okay.
God bless.
Thanks, Lambert. God bless you too.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
He's so
bye-bye.
Such a sweet guy.
Yes. What a sweet soul.
Yeah. A really good musician. He had a band and everything. All right. Let me see here. We got somebody from the 561 area code. Hello. How are you?
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hello. Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Long time no talk to you, Lisa. I just want to make it real quick. I want to know if Beth has any messages for me.
What's your name?
Martha.
What is your
from Florida?
Oh, Marty. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Got it.
Okay. If Beth has any messages for you.
Yes.
Oh, geez, I get some pain in my chest here. Sorry. Give me a second with that.
How is she related
I always
to
let
you?
People give me open-ended
or?
Questions.
Well, I know. It's
yeah,
very difficult. Who is she to you?
She was my best friend ever.
Oh,
and she died very
okay.
young. A couple oh, years
I
ago,
do love
years
it when
ago.
People give me open-ended stuff because I just never know what they're going to say. And she says, yes, tell her she needs to make sure she takes care of her feet.
That's funny.
I don't know why. Maybe she had a good sense of humor when she was here and she's being silly. But she loves you. And she said, make sure you take care of your feet.
Oh, my God. And can you ask her where he is?
Where she is?
Where he is. She would always ask me, where is he? And I, you know, she wanted me to have a partner. And she would always ask me, where is he? Is he coming?
You're still looking for your partner?
Yep. So now I'm asking her, where is he?
Yeah. Did she have a really good sense of humor here?
Yes.
Because when you said that, you know what she said to me? Indiana.
Indiana?
Yes.
That's funny.
That's,
I'm in Florida.
That is what she said. Well,
maybe it's true.
Maybe he's just on a business trip.
Yeah,
I really do feel like she's just being playful. She said he's still there, and he's worth waiting for. She said, take care of your feet, because maybe he's, oh, my God, she's really hilarious. She said maybe he's going to really like feet, so make sure you're.
Oh, my God, that's funny. All right, but thanks, Martha, for calling in.
Thank you, ladies. Thank
Bye.
You, Elisa, for everything you do. Love you.
You betcha. Love you, too.
Take care.
Okay,
oh
just
gosh,
to remind
so
everybody, if y'all could keep it just one question, that would be great because so many people want to talk. Hi there. How are you doing? 515 area code. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. I'm fine.
Jennifer, Lisa.
Would you like
hello,
to
Eric.
Ask
Hello.
You want to ask Eric a question or?
I do. It was dropped in my lap for me to move to Florida and become a realtor. That was like my area. I just want to know what you think about it.
Moving to Florida and becoming a realtor?
Yes.
Eric gives me the green light on this, but what's going on with your stomach?
I was taking a medicine that made me extremely
making
sick for
really,
diabetes.
Making you really, really sick? Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry,
yeah,
as soon as I heard your voice, I got really nauseous. Really
oh,
nauseous.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You
no,
have
the
done
for
that?
Diabetes. I took myself off all medicines except for a fast-acting insulin when my numbers are high, and I feel great right now. I have energy.
Mm-hmm.
I lost 15 pounds from stopping taking those drugs.
Okay, good.
But yeah,
so
like you
I
wouldn't believe.
Yeah, oh yeah, I would because when I heard your voice, I was like, oh God, please let this go away.
Oh,
please
so
don't
when
feel nauseous when you hear my voice.
It's gone now. No, it
okay.
was just Eric wanted to talk about what was going on with the stomach. But listen, are you going to Central or North Florida?
I will be
like the top half of the state.
yes, yes, yes. That's where I was led to go.
Perfect. Yep, perfect. Yes. I do not feel good about South Florida, but like the center to North Florida is much better for you for this.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's exciting.
All right, thanks, Lisa.
It wasn't everybody in my thought. Thank you. Bye.
Good luck.
You bet. Ooh, an exciting change. Okay, we have somebody from the 516 area code. Hi there, how are you?
Hi, Elisa. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
I love you.
Hello.
Thank you, guys,
love
for all
you,
you do. Listen, uh-huh. I have one question for my daughter, Joanna.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her in my dream, not only that, awake too, in a form of light in a corner of my eyes. I was so happy.
Wow.
See, I want to thank her for that. And she showed me two lollipops wrapping in foil paper and then and a teddy bear. I just want to know what it means.
It's just love. It's just, it was just all about love. Sharing, being together, one for her, one for you. Unity is what she says. Uniting is what she says to me.
Tell her I love her so much and I miss her so much. I cannot wait.
Oh, she loves you too.
To go over there so I can see her again. I don't know if he's coming back on this earth, but I would love if she comes back to be my daughter again, if it's that possible. Wish, I doubt it.
She says to me she'll be there when you get there. So right now, she's not intending to come back in. She'll be there when you get there.
Okay. Tell her I look forward to that. Tell her I love her very much. I love you, Joe, and I miss you. And happy birthday next week, next month. You are going to be 2 years old.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much. Eric, thank you so much. I love you. Joanna,
you're welcome.
Come more. I want to see you more.
She loves you, too. She will.
Yeah, tell her to do that. I want to communicate with her more. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetie.
Take care.
Oh, such a thankless club to be a part of, mother or parents losing a child.
Awful.
Okay. All right. So we have somebody from the 651 area code. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa. Another Lisa.
Yes, another Lisa.
Okay. What would you like to ask?
I've been having these dreams, and I was just wondering, have I been getting any downloads?
Yeah, your clairvoyance is opening up.
So,
do you do psychic stuff?
No, I don't do any psychic stuff, not as right now.
Okay, so, yes, your clairvoyance is being opened. It's why it's coming in dreams. Because that's visual. So make sure that you're writing this down, because it's symbolism that you have to kind of figure out what the meanings behind it is. Even if you don't know it right away, go back and look at it months later. So make sure you're writing these dreams down. And also, do you use stones and crystals?
I haven't really actually learned how to use them, but I have them.
If you have a small piece of amethyst, put it under your pillow while you sleep, okay?
Okay. I do have that.
And also when you go to bed, Eric says, ask your spirit guides, you know, whoever you talk to when you go to sleep, ask them to help you remember any significant information that you're given while you're sleeping.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you. I want to hold you guys up.
That's a great. Good advice. Awesome.
Yes, it is. Thank you, ladies, so much. I love you.
You betcha, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Love you. Take care.
Okay, 970 area code. Hi there, how are you? 97, and it's a 305 because there's two of them in a row. How are you doing? Can you hear us?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
And what's your name? Hi, what's your name?
Lola?
Lola, okay. Lola, what you got for us?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome.
I have a. I would like to talk to my brother Felix.
Okay. He made me laugh when you said his name. His energy came in. He made me laugh. Was he quite funny?
Oh yeah, he was.
Real good sense of humor. A little bit of trouble though, huh?
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
Yeah,
day.
But no. I miss him. I really miss him.
Yeah, he was a good guy. Is there anything particular you'd like to say to him?
I'm having trouble with my daughter, and he's her godfather. And does he have any messages for her? Does Eric have any messages?
Are you aware of a mental health struggle with her? Does she have a diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay.
No, she won't. She really won't go see anybody.
Okay. Yep. So it's kind of one of those things where what he's telling me is that there's like a mental health. So I don't know if this is bipolar or depression or what's going on here. But if she won't do anything, then there's really nothing that you can do to force her. Okay. She'll have to get to the realization on her own. But she's also got some anger issues. And she can be a bit abusive to you sometimes. Is she quite sharp with her words? Does she like to argue and fight?
Yes, very much so. And it's making me very
crazy?
Angry. It's also,
yes.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's an adult.
She's
over 18.
Point where, I'm sorry?
Is she over 18?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you because you were both talking.
Okay.
She's actually 44 and she's my caretaker.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And it's getting to the point where I just want to take off and just leave her.
Yeah. Honestly, for you, that's your only move if she's not going to get help.
No.
Right. Okay. Okay, it's down to the point where it's suicide.
Yeah, you need to set boundaries with her, and that's it. All right, well, thank you for calling in, Lola.
Well,
take care.
Good
luck.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, guys.
You're
bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, sometimes they just never grow up. Okay, let's see. We have another one from the 970 area code. Hi there, how are you?
Hi. Is this Lisa?
Hey. Yes. Who are we speaking with?
This is Ruth. I'm so glad I got. Thank you, ladies. And hi, Eric.
Hello.
I wanted to see what Ramel has to say about our son, Danny Ray.
Who has to say?
Ramel. It's Ramel. He's my kid's dad, my ex-husband, and I'm having problems with my son too. And I wanted to know what Ramel needs to say about Danny Ray, what I should do with him.
Okay, how old is your son?
Oh, he's in 41.
Okay, good. What he was telling me, I was like, well, this is a kid. We can't do this. Okay. I know you can't walk away from your son, but the less contact you can have with him, the better. I apologize. The father of your kids, he was blunt. He kind of said things like they were. Your son never lived up to his potential. He tried to take the easy way out or the quick way out, and he made his life so much more difficult. And he's got this energy where he likes to take people down with him. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
And
in fact,
it's just, you can't keep doing it. You cannot fix him. And that's what he says. You want to fix him and you can't fix him.
Okay. Aww. Thank you so much, ladies. And thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Okay, thank you, ladies. I'll let you go.
Okay.
Love you guys. Bye.
I didn't want to leave her without any hope.
Oh.
It's not that he can't fix stuff himself. I mean, maybe she's still there. You know, maybe he can get things fixed himself, but there's a codependency happening there. And until he's forced to kind of do stuff on his own, he's not going to realize that maybe he's got the potential to actually straighten himself out. She can't do it for him, though. I just didn't want it to seem hopeless before she got off the phone.
Okay. Well, thank you. So hopefully that will help. Now we have somebody from the 213 area code. 213, and it's got like one extra. No, that's right. It's good. It's good. All right, 213 area code. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hi there. What's your name?
Hi. Lisa.
Yes.
Another Lisa.
What is your name? Yes. What is your name again?
Lisa.
Another Lisa?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. All right, so what have you got for Eric, or would you like to talk to a loved one?
I have a question for Eric. And I wanted to know if you can see my purpose for this incarnation.
Purpose in this incarnation?
Yes.
Okay. So that's always a complicated question because there's many reasons that we're here, okay? And the main purpose is to grow our soul, to learn, to teach, okay? To teach other souls, to learn from other souls, and grow our soul and have just more knowledge, more spiritual awakening. That's the main reason that we're here. Some of the things that, the lessons, so to speak, that you're here working, are you an artist?
No, I don't know that I don't have any creative abilities.
Okay, so number one, Eric says that's not true. So you just maybe haven't come across it yet. Everybody's got some sort of creative ability within them. Okay. He's showing me you doing that, like doing some sort of artwork, but I don't quite know what it is. It feels like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but I don't want to waste any time on it. So I'm going to just move on from it. You came in to work on, depression. There's some sadness stuff. Spiritual growth. Are you having a spiritual awakening currently? Like, are you going through? Okay. So
I just don't know how I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
get
that's actually anything. Probably, that's a, no, that's okay. Spiritual awakenings are very, very tough. And not everybody has them when they come in here, you know, in every life. So that's a big part of it. You need to work on meditation. And then when you figure out what this creative outlet that you have is, call back and let me know because I see feathers somehow.
I'm in my face, and I haven't discovered it.
Yeah, no, through the spiritual awakening that you're going to be having, you'll come across it. And really, you have to let me know what this is because I just see feathers and I know there's more to it than that.
Cool.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
No, call back and let us know when you come across it. That's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
And maybe something that you totally do expect. Like, I didn't see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. There's some self-esteem stuff there to work on, too. Sorry, a little bit of self-esteem stuff.
That's what I'm working
on. We're always working on multiple things, you know, and unfortunately with life purpose, because life can feel so mundane that we oftentimes as humans feel like there's no point to it, you know, and it's like, what is the reason I'm even here? And actually, Eric says that's where there's opportunity for the most growth, because it's like you've got to hang on and just, you know, through that boring, mundane, like there's no point to this. Like when that seems to get real bad, you're almost coming out the other side to realizing your potential.
And
you've held yourself back a lot in your life. Okay. Just let that stuff go. Let that go.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank
good
you,
luck.
All of you. Thanks, okay. Eric. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We got somebody from the 814 area code. Hi there.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Eric. You've talked to me before. It's Cora. Can you guys skip over me? I'm just wanting to listen tonight.
Sure. Okay, sure. All right. Sorry about that. Okay. I've never had that happen before. That's cool. All right. So we have somebody from 929 area code. Hi there.
Hi. I'm Jerry. And I lost my son in 2007. And I write to him. And he responds in thought, and I write it down.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I just want to be sure. His name is Christian, and I want to know if it's really him that's talking to me. And I have a situation with my thyroid, which I would like to get some sort of direction. So either Eric or Christian can give me some direction.
So... This is your son. When you're doing this, what feels like automatic writing.
Yeah,
it is him that you're connected to. Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
I do not feel comfortable giving advice about your thyroid. So.
Okay.
Even from the other side, I don't. You know, that feels like there's. You know.
Just go to an
stuff going on.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, let's see. Have somebody from the 603 area code. Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Who are we speaking to?
This is Tina.
Hey, Tina. What's up, girl? What you got for us?
I'm looking to talk to my son. He passed away in February, and...
Oh God!
I was hoping to hear something from him.
Okay, what you got? What's his first name?
His name is Eric as well.
Oh, with a C or a K?
With a C.
Okay.
I feel as his energy comes in, I feel real anxious. Like he just makes me feel anxious. I get some pain in my back. And the first thing I hear him say is to tell her I'm sorry, tell her I'm sorry, tell her I'm sorry. So I don't know if he's apologizing because he had to go, and I do feel as though this was his time to go. But there was no option. This was his exit point. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. And he just says, tell her I'm sorry. He's really making a lot of physical pains in my body. Do you understand that?
Does that make...
He died in a car accident?
Okay.
Oh,
yep.
No.
No, that's okay. I just like my... Like lots of places in my body are hurting as he comes in. But he says, I'm okay. I'm not alone. He said he was met by, you know, quite a few people. Some souls that he knew in this lifetime, some souls that he didn't, but knows because, you know, spirit guides and, that kind of stuff. And he's okay. And he was not scared.
Awesome.
Oh, that's good.
And he says, I love you.
Please tell him I love him and his dad loves him and we miss him so much.
Oh, I can imagine.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got
you.
Okay.
Thank you. I sent you. I had an email contact with you, or a text contact with you, Lisa, a while back.
I remember. Yeah.
And I just wanted to know that I would have a relationship with my Eric like you have with yours.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
wow. So twin flames, so to speak, in a way.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
Thank you
Bye.
So much.
I hope that gives her some relief that it was time.
Okay, we have time for just one quick question from somebody from the 201 area code. Hi there. How you doing? Can you hear me? No. I guess not. Dang it. Okay, so, well, I guess we will go ahead and end the show now. So, everybody, thank you for calling. And until next time, and thank you so much. You guys check out Jennifer at Psychic Medium, JenniferDoran.com. And I love you guys. Love you, Eric. And I love
you.
Jennifer.
Love you. Thanks, Alisa. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.